الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى Only through His infinite mercy and grace has shown great kindness to all of us today by granting us the opportunity to participate in this annual Jalsa of Madrasa Shah Jalal, wherein a few fortunate students of this Madrasa will be completing the memorization of the glorious Quran. And I and all of you are also very fortunate, because we were able to benefit in this gathering today from a very great scholar who is my teacher and from whom I have had the honor of studying approximately 8 to 9 subjects whilst studying at Darul Ulum Bari, Mufti Shabbir Ahmed Sahib Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala wa adam allahu fuyudahu. I have studied the principle of fiqh under Hadrat Mufti Sahib. I have also studied very important books of fiqh. I was also privileged to study the tafsir of the Quran and also important books of hadith under Mufti Sahib. And from the many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me in my life, one great favor is that I was granted closeness and nearness to Mufti Sahib while I was studying. It is not for me to say whether it is a reality or not, because only Mufti Sahib can decide, but while studying at Darul Uloom Bari, my perception was that there is no one more closer to Mufti Sahib than myself. He was very affectionate to me. I did not only study under him during the class, but I had the privilege of his mentorship outside the class also. And in the initial stages of his teaching career, when Mufti Sahib used to spend all his time at the Darul Uloom from Monday to Friday, and he only used to go home for the weekends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the guidance of my late father rahimahullahu ta'ala, granted me the opportunity to serve Mufti Sahib from a very close distance. And I used to have breakfast with Mufti Sahib, I used to have lunch with Mufti Sahib, and I used to have supper with Mufti Sahib. And Mufti Sahib is one of those teachers of mine who continually remain in my prayers, because I am indebted to him and I owe him a lot. And he has contributed a lot towards my progress. And where I see myself today, it is due to the prayers of my parents, my asatidha, like Hadrat Mufti Sahib Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, and my mashayikh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all best of rewards. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep their cool and sweet shadows over me for a very, very long time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my most respected teacher, Hadrat Mufti Sahib Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, barakah in his ilm, in his amal, in his khulus, in his khidmat, in his services, and in his endeavor. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save him from every harm in this world and also in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the tawfiq to benefit from him, and also make me worthy of his, keep me worthy of his prayers and of his attention. It does not befit me to lecture whilst my respected teacher is sitting here, but a student always recites his lesson in front of his ustad. So as a student, I will say whatever I am able to say, and if I say something good, it will be the barakah of my teacher, and if I make a mistake, then I will be rest assured today that inshallah I will be corrected, because my respected teacher is sitting in the midst of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to say what is correct, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the correct understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow all the valuable advices that we have heard from our respected Mufti Sahib, and all the valuable advices which I will endeavor to put forward from the Quran, from the Ahadith, and from the lives of our pious predecessors. The verse I was fortunate to recite from the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the ummah, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you in reality love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are truthful in your claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, then prove it by following in my footsteps. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you are truthful in your claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then prove it by following in my footsteps. Because if you follow in my footsteps, yuhbibkumullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you His beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. From this verse of the Quran, we understand that if a person desires to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only one path. And that path is following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain, jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain, jannat ke raaste. The footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the path that will lead to Jannah. So if a person follows the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this path will eventually lead him to Jannah. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. And the path of sunnah, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will bring one close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will lead him to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow in my footsteps and you will become the beloved of Allah. Allah will love you. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلٌ. So following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make us beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant of his, nada Jibreel, he calls Jibreel. He says, oh Jibreel, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحْبِبُهُ. I love this servant of mine. You also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيل. This person becomes the beloved of Jibreel. Thereafter, under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam announces amongst the people of the heaven, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such a person. So all of you also love him. This is the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. The people of the heaven begins to love this person. فَيُوذَوَ لَهُ الْقُبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him acceptance in this world. So by following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a person becomes the beloved of Allah. When he becomes the beloved of Allah, he becomes the beloved of Jibreel. He becomes the beloved of all the people of the heavens, all the creatures of the heavens. And thereafter, he becomes the beloved of all the creatures living on this universe, on the surface of this earth. The question that is facing the Muslim Ummah today is, how can we solve our problems? How can we become beloved to the people of this world? How can we once more be accepted by people as good people? How can we acquire respect in the hearts of people throughout the world? This is the remedy from the Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That we attach ourselves to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That is the greatest achievement of a human. Teri mi'raj tu loho kalam tak pahuncha. Teri mi'raj tu loho kalam tak pahuncha. Meri mi'raj, main tere qadam tak pahuncha. Your miraj is that you reached Lauh Qalam, Lauh Mahfuz, the pen writing the Taqdeer. Your miraj was that you reached Sidratul Muntaha, you surpassed Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam, you saw Lauh Mahfuz, Lauh Mahfuz, you saw the pen, you saw Jannah, you saw Jahannam, you communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is your miraj, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is my miraj? Your miraj is teri miraj to Lauh Qalam tak pahuncha. What is my miraj? Meri miraj main tere qadam tak pahuncha. My miraj is that I reach your footsteps, and after proclaiming the shahada, I begin to walk in your footsteps until I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatest achievement for us as individuals and us as the ummah. And this is the solution to all our problems. If we become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Jibreel will begin to love us. All the angels will begin to love us. All the creatures of the heavens will love us. And Muslims, non-Muslims alike on the surface of this earth will begin to love us. And what is this path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha was asked, what is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are the footprints of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, kana khuluquhu al-Quran. She said, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the footprints of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran. Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. Quran. Quran is the text. And the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is its commentary. Taraktu feekum ma in tamassaktum bihi lan tadillu ba'di abada kitabullahi wa sunnati. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am leaving behind you two things. If you hold fast to them, you will never go astray. You will never go wrong. You will always succeed. You will always succeed in this very world and in the hereafter. You will succeed in this world, you will succeed at the time of death, you will succeed in the grave, you will succeed when you are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, you will succeed at the time of reckoning, you will succeed on the Pul Sirat. And you will succeed forever and ever after being granted entry into Jannah. What are these two things? Kitabullahi wa sunnati. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my sunnah. One who holds fast to Kitabullah and the Sunnati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he will find in his life ittiba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my friends, the need of the time is to associate ourselves with the Quran, with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the people of the Quran, with the people who can teach us the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The need of the time is to acquaint ourselves with the knowledge of Nubuwwah, with the knowledge of Sharia, with the knowledge of Quran, with the knowledge of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand it correctly through authentic, reliable sources, practice and propagate. This is the need of the time. This is the need of the time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Ahlul Quran, hum ahlullahi wa khassatuhu. The people of the Quran, the ulama, those who possess the knowledge of the Quran, those who possess the knowledge of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who possess the knowledge of nubuwwah, knowledge of sharia, whom Ahlullah, they are the people of Allah. Wa khassatuhu, and they are the special people of Allah. They are the special people of Allah. Why? Because Quran and anything that emanates from the Quran is very much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran and anything that emanates from the Quran, the commentary, the first commentary of the Quran is the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the masail that we utilize in our day-to-day masail have been deduced from the Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Quran holds great value because it is the fountain of knowledge. It is the foundation. It is from here that everything emanates. It is from here. The Ahadith emanates from the Quran. The Ahadith are the commentaries of the Quran. The fiqh emanates from the Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person is only able to follow the wishes of the Creator if he follows the Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under those who are experts in the knowledge of Quran and Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the seven heavens and the earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the Quran is so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the person who recites the Quran only reciting the Quran, for every letter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him 10 rewards. من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة. One who reads a letter from the Quran, for him is حسنة. For him is one good deed. والحسنة بيشري أمثالها. And in the code of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one good deed is equivalent to 10. فلا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I do not say Alif Lam Mim is one letter. No. Walakin Alifun Harfun, Walamun Harfun, Wamimun Harfun. Alif is a separate letter. Lam is a separate letter. Mim is a separate letter. The commentators of the hadith commenting on this hadith say that the Alif Lam Mim mentioned in this particular hadith is the Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of Suratul Fil. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. So when a person recites أَلَمْ, for A he gets 10 rewards, La he gets 10 rewards, and Lam for Meem he gets 10 rewards. As far as the Alif Lam Meem, which is from the Hurufi Muqatta'at at the beginning of Suratul Baqarah and many other surahs, the commentators say that when a person recites alif, he is uttering three letters, alif, lam and fa. And when he says lam, he is uttering three letters, lam, alif and mim. And when he says mim, he is uttering three letters, mim, ya and mim. So when he recites alam tara, there he gets 30 rewards. And when he says alif, lam, mim, he is granted 90 rewards by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by reciting the letters of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants 10 rewards per every letter. Imagine the alim, imagine the sahibul Quran, imagine the person with knowledge who reads the Quran whilst understanding the Quran. What will be his status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And thereafter, that person who reads the Quran, understands the Quran, and thereafter he practices the Quran. What will be his status? And thereafter, that person who reads the Quran, who understands the Quran, who practices the Quran, and who propagates the Quran. So friends, let us make a firm resolution in this very blessed gathering today that inshallah we will attach ourselves to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by attaching ourselves to the ilm that he had brought, the ilm of the Quran, the ilm of the Ahadith, the ilm of the Sharia. And we will make a firm resolution today that we will recite the Quran, we will understand the Quran, we will practice the Quran, and inshallah we will also propagate the Quran. According to our ability, according to our standard, according to our levels, we will propagate the Quran also. Our mashayikh, our ulama, our pious predecessors, They had attached themselves to the Quran to such an extent, my friends. And not like us, that in the month of Ramadan we recite the Quran, after Ramadan no recitation. After Umrah, after Hajj, for 1 month, 2 months, we attach ourselves to the Quran, after that no more. 40 days, 4 months, we come back for a few weeks, we attach ourselves to the Quran, no more. No. No, it was not like that. It was not like that for me. Imam Shu'bah rahimahullah ta'ala, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, a great muhaddis. It is recorded in his biography that during his lifespan was just like mine and yours, average. During his lifespan, he recited the whole Quran 24,000 times. Imam Shu'bah rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala is on his deathbed. He is departing from this world. And his daughter is crying. His daughter is crying. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says to the daughter, "My daughter, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't worry about me. Because in this very house, I have recited the Quran in the Haram Sharif. I have recited the Quran in the Masjid. I have recited the Quran in other parts of the earth. In this very house where I am dying, I have recited the Quran 4,000 times. They had attached themselves to the Quran, my friends. Recitation was compulsory for them. They used to find sweetness in reciting the Quran. Recitation of the Quran. Let us hold fast to the recitation of the Quran. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will recite Surah Yasin daily in the morning. And before retiring to bed, we will recite Suratul Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And other than these three surahs, every Friday we will recite Suratul Kahf. And daily, beginning from Suratul Fatiha, we will continue reciting daily, little portion, little portion, little portion, until we take it to Suratul Nas. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that it is incumbent upon every mu'min to recite the whole Quran twice in a year. According to Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, a person should recite the whole Quran 9 times in a year. But Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah says at least twice in a year. Twice in a year. Let us make our target to be 1 juz per day. But if in the initial stages 1 juz is difficult, 3/4. If 3/4 is difficult, let us begin with half. If half is difficult, let us begin with quarter. On a daily basis, beginning from Surah Al-Fatiha, let us continue reciting quarter, 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 until we reach one nas, and thereafter we begin again, quarter, 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 until we reach one nas, begin again, and this cycle should continue. This cycle should continue. The culture during the time of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain, during the time of the Tabi'in, during the time of Taba Tabi'in, the culture of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, Taba Tabi'in was that they would complete the whole Quran every week. Weekly they would complete the Quran. So they are able to recite, they are able to grasp and understand, and they are able to also follow. Weekly, one Quran. But there were ulama, there were mashayikh, there were pious personalities who were given barakah in the time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who were able to recite the Quran with tajweed, whilst understanding the Quran, and they were able to complete the whole Quran in a day. Tamim Dari rahimahullah ta'ala would complete the Quran daily. Sayyid ibn Jubair rahimahullah ta'ala would complete the Quran daily. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala would complete the Quran twice daily in the month of Ramadan. And on the day of Fitr, he would complete another 2 Quran. One Quran during the night of Fitr and one Quran during the day of Eid al-Fitr. He would complete 62 Quran. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, during the month of Quran, he would complete 2 Quran daily. At the end of Ramadan, he would complete either 58 or 60 Quran. Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'ah rahimahullah ta'ala, for 30 years continuously, he completed 1 Quran daily. Imam Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimahullah ta'ala says that Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala for 20 years continuously would complete the whole Quran daily. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There was a very pious family. Very pious family. Ali ibn Saleh, Hussein ibn Saleh. The father had passed away, two sons with one mother. So mother, Ali ibn Saleh, Hussein ibn Saleh, two sons. The culture of the house was that the night was divided into three portions. The mother was Hafiza, Ali was Hafiz, Hussein was Hafiz. Immediately after the Isha Salat, one would begin Qiyamul Layl. And the first one would complete 10 juz. Thereafter, the second would begin. The second would complete the second 10 juz. And thereafter, the third would begin and the third would complete the third 10 juz. This cycle continued until finally the mother passed away. After burying the mother, Hassan and Ali, they both sat down and they said that the culture of our house was during the time of the mother, from Isha till Fajr, our Quran, our house was being enlightened by the recitation of the Quran. After the passing away of our mother, this culture should remain. From today, I will take responsibility of 15 Jews and you take responsibility of 15 Jews. So one brother would begin after Isha, recite 15 Jews in Qiyam, and the other would begin after the first would complete and he would complete the 15 Jews. After a few years, one of the brothers passed away. The other one, until he survived, he continued this practice, and from Isha till Fajr, he completed the whole Quran daily in Salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My friends, what is being asked of me and you is to recite only one juz per day. Only one juz. And if not one juz, three quarter, if not three quarter, half, if not half, then quarter. But daily. Daily, please make a firm resolution that inshallah we will attach ourselves to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the problems of not only the ummah, the problems of humanity can be solved. The whole humanity is in a problem today. The whole humanity, Muslims, non-Muslims alike, everybody is in problem. Everybody is looking for peace. Everybody is looking for security. Everybody is sick and tired of oppression and zulm. The solution is here. For we Muslims, the solution is here. And inshallah, this solution is not only for Muslims, for non-Muslims also. If the Muslims, as the Ummah, holds fast to this solution, we will solve problems not only for the Muslim Ummah, but for the humanity at large. Let us attach ourselves to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by attaching ourselves to the Quran, by reciting the Quran on a regular basis with tajweed, with correct pronunciation. Make a firm resolution, my friends. And thereafter, our second responsibility is to understand the Quran. Attach yourselves to the ulama, associate yourselves to the ulama. Sit in the durus of the Quran, durus of the ahadith that take place in the masajid. Our akabir, our pious predecessors, Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great mufassir, student of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he studied tafsir under Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. A few moments ago I mentioned that I have studied tafsir under Mufti Shabbir sahib. First 15 juz I have studied under Mufti Shabbir sahib. The other 15 juz I have studied under Hazrat Maulana Hashim sahib hafidhahullahu ta'ala. 15 juz here, 15 juz here. And I have studied tafsir under somebody only once. Imam Mujahid rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great mufassir, a great alim. And he was fortunate to have studied tafsir under Ra'isul Mufassirin, the leader of all the Mufassirin, for whom our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua, that oh Allah, grant him the knowledge of the kitab. Allahumma allimuhul kitab. Oh Allah, grant him special knowledge of the kitab. Ra'isul Mufassirin, Tarjumanul Quran. Imam Mujahid rahimahullahu ta'ala benefited from other sahaba also, but only from Ibn Abbas. How many times did he study the tafsir of the whole Quran? Once? Twice? Thrice? No. 5 times? No. 10 times? No. 20 times? No. 25 times no. He studied the tafsir of the whole Quran under Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma 30 times. This was the attachment they had with the Quran. 30 times he studied tafsir under Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala says, رُبَّمَا تَعْلَاتُ عَلَى الْآيَةِ الْوَاحِدَةِ مِئَةَ تَفْسِيرٍ. Many a times whilst trying to understand the Quran, I had to study 100 books of tafsir in order to understand one verse from the Quran. In order to understand one verse from the Quran, I picked up this tafsir, I picked up this tafsir, I picked up 100 tafsir. And he says that I used to summa as'alu Allah al-fahm. When I used to find myself with disability to understand that verse of the Quran as I need to understand, when I could not find the satisfaction that I wanted to after studying the tafsir of that verse, summa as'alu Allah al-fahm, I used to turn to Allah and I used to say, oh Allah, grant me the understanding, grant me the understanding. And I used to pray to him, ya muallima Adam wa ya muallima Ibrahim allimni. Oh, the teacher of Adam, oh, the teacher of Ibrahim, teach me, grant me knowledge from yourself, grant me knowledge from your court. This is the length they went to in trying to understand the message of the Quran. Message of the Quran. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah ta'ala, says that the Quran is a letter from the Creator. Quran is the letter from the Creator. Letter from the creator to the creation. And according to Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, the best book revealed in the best of places, revealed during the best month, revealed during the best night, revealed upon the best of the creation, revealed through the best of the Malaika Jibril alayhi salatu wassalam. Letter of the creator to the creation. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, oh human, when a letter comes to you from a mortal creation, from a man, from a human, a letter comes to you, what do? You cannot sit in peace until you understand the message of that letter. If you are unable to understand the content of the letter because of lack of expertise in that particular language, what do? You find someone who can translate for you. You find somebody who is able to explain to you. And you cannot sit in peace until you understand the message. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that this letter that comes to you from another creation, what does it contain? It contains a message. Message. Message of what? Message of either happiness or message of grief. Somebody has passed away. An accident has taken place. Or somebody is getting married. Somebody is engaged. Somebody is completing the Quran. Somebody has completed his degree. So it either contains message of happiness or message of grief. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, but this message of happiness is limited happiness. And this message of grief is limited grief. It will bring limited grief and limited happiness. Despite this letter being from a creation containing message of limited grief, containing message of limited happiness, you cannot sit in peace until you find somebody who can read it for you, who can translate it for you, and who can explain it to you. And here a letter has come to you from the Creator. This letter also contains a message of happiness and also message of grief. But message of indefinite happiness. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Those people who accept Iman and do good deeds, they will remain in Jannah, whom فِيهَا خَالِدٌ forever and ever. And it also contains message of grief. But indefinite grief. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. The people of hell will remain in the hell forever and ever. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, a message has come, a letter has come to you from the Creator. Letter from the Creator to the creation, which also contains message of happiness, but indefinite happiness. It also contains the happiness, message of grief, but indefinite grief. Despite that, you have no time to understand even Surah Fatiha. So my friends, let us make this second resolution also. That inshallah we will take out time and sit in the company of the ulama and understand the message of the Quran. We will read the tafasir written by authentic, reliable ulama under the supervision of ulama, under the guidance of the ulama. And we will try to understand the Quran. We will also sit in the durus of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are convened in our masajid by reliable, authentic ulama. Ulama with authentic chain. Remember my friends. Authentic chain. إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ فَانْظُرُوا أَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Imam Muslim رحمه الله تعالى quotes Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin رحمه الله تعالى, who says that إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ. This ilm is deen. Ilm is deen. Ilm is deen. So be very, very careful from whom you take your deen. Ilm is deen. If ilm is correct, deen is correct. If ilm is complete, deen is complete. If ilm is incomplete, deen is incomplete. If ilm is unauthentic, deen is unauthentic. If ilm is authentic, deen is authentic. And in order to know whether ilm is authentic or not, ilm is reliable or not, we have to look at the chain. What is the chain? What is the chain? When we studied from our respected teachers, the very first thing they did, very first thing was to mention the chain. That I have studied the whole of Muslim Sharif from this teacher of mine, and he studied the whole of Muslim Sharif from this teacher of his, and he studied the whole of Muslim Sharif from this teacher of his until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I always tell people that we take ilm from those scholars who have no chain whatsoever. So if the chain is sound, ilm is sound. Ilm is sound, deen is sound. If ilm chain is not sound, ilm is not sound. Ilm is not sound, deen is not sound. So what about those people who do not have chain at all? There is no chain. They have not learned ilm from any teacher. The Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain learned ilm direct from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Tabi'in, they understood Arabic. They were masters in the Arabic language. They did not say that, no, we do not need to go into the company of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain. We will learn ilm direct from the Quran and from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No. They spent time, Imam Mujahid rahimahullah ta'ala, tabi'i. He spent so much time in the company of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain that only tafsir from one teacher he studied 30 times. So through authentic sources too. Internet is not an authentic source to take your knowledge from. Maulana Google, Mufti Google is not authentic. It does not have a reliable chain. Nowadays, people do not want to acquire knowledge. When they go to programs, they do not go with the intention of acquiring knowledge, understanding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and practicing the same. We go to enjoy the bayans. Enjoy the bayans. It is for this reason, we will only go to a gathering if a well-known speaker is arriving. If a very, very pious personality is coming into our masjid, a very great scholar, a person of very high caliber as far as the field of hadith is concerned, field of tafsir is concerned, fiqh is concerned, very, very knowledgeable. But because he is not very eloquent, his style does not appeal us. We don't find any enjoyment in the style of his speech. We will not go. We will not benefit from the speaker. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will recite the Quran. And number two, we will understand the Quran through reliable, authentic sources. And finally, the third point, which my most respected teacher has already elaborated upon, we practice the Quran. And he mentioned the story of Imam Zainul Abideen rahimahullahu ta'ala, that one day he asked his maid, his slave girl, to bring some water because he wanted to perform wudu or something, and she brought the water. It was in a pitcher, it was in a utensil which was made of clay, and it fell from her hand, and when it fell from her hand, it broke and it dirtied the clothes of Imam Zainul Abideen rahimahullahu ta'ala. So anger was visible on his face. Anger was visible. So the maid, the slave girl, when she saw that Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala has become very angry, she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, mentioning the qualities of the people of Jannah. She did not say this because she knew that as soon as I would recite the verse of the Quran, Imam Zahirul Abidin would understand. But this is what she was referring to. So she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْقَاضِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Jannat is prepared for those people who are muttaqeen. And what are the qualities of muttaqeen? Those people who swallow their anger. Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullah ta'ala, upon hearing, not the whole verse, this part of one verse, وَالْقَاضِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, he said, قَدَمْتُ غَيْظِ, I have swallowed my anger. So she said, Allah further says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, those people who forgive people. So he said, أَفَوْتُ عَنْكِ, I have forgiven you. So she recited further, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who do good. Allah loves the people who do good. So he said, أَنْتِ حُرٌّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was their practice. This was the practice on the ayat of the glorious Quran, on the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And thereafter, whatever we recite, whatever we understand, whatever we learn, and whatever we are practicing, we should propagate, we should preach, we should explain to other people. So, they are also able to appreciate this beautiful teaching. They are also able to follow. And if we do this, my friends, we will all become shining examples. Shining examples. We will all become shining examples, not only for the believers, but also for the non-believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true guidance to understand the importance of knowledge and to strive towards acquiring knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to attach ourselves to the ulama-i haqq, the ulama of truth, the ilm of sharia, the ilm of the Quran, the ilm of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all honor in this world and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the huffaz who are going to complete their recitation today and put the whole Quran to memory. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this completion of theirs a means of barakah, hidayah and guidance spreading throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة مما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين الصديقين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم انكر لهم ولا تنكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم بارك لنا فيما آتيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم أنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهدك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك اللهم من شرورهم. اللهم اصرف عنا كيدهم وشرهم ومكرهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اصرف عنا كيدهم وشرهم ومكرهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. اللهم اصرف عنا كيدهم وشرهم ومكرهم بما شئت وكيف شئت. يا ارحم الراحمين رحمك اكرمك معاملة فرما يسر سهولتك معاملة فرما ابوابيتك معاملة فرما فضل عنايتك معاملة فرما ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. الہ العالمین ہماری سیئات کو معاف
فرما یعنی ہم الرحمین ہماری سیاحت کو معاف فرما ہماری سیاحت کو معاف فرما یعنی ہم الرحمین سے رات مستقیم پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما العالمین قرآن کریم سے وابستگی نصیب فرما میرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے فرامین سے وابستگی نصیب فرما یعنی الرحمین سے رات مستقیم پر چلنے کی چلانے کی جمنے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما یعنی الرحمین ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں اے رحم الرحیمین گناہوں سے لتپت ہیں اے رحم الرحیمین اے رحم الرحیمین رحم کا معاملہ فرما رحم کا معاملہ فرما اپنے خاص بندوں میں شامل فرما اپنے محبوب بندوں میں شامل فرما اپنے عشاق میں شامل فرما اے رحم الرحیمین اپنے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے عاشقوں میں شامل فرما اے رحم الرحیمین ہمیں اپنی اپنے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی عظمت نصیب فرما محبت نصیب فرما توجہ نصیب فرما اور بے خاص نصیب فرما اے رحم الرحیمین اے رحم الرحیمین اے رحم الرحیمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما مرنے سے پہلے پہلے مرنے کی تیاری کی توفیق عطا فرما آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما اے رحم الرحیمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اے رحم الرحیمین مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پر رحم فرما اے رحم الرحیمین ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں ہمیں اپنی کوتاہیوں کا اعتراف ہے العالمین ہم تم سے بہت دور جا چکے ہیں العالمین تیرے احکام کو ہم چھوڑ چکے ہیں تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات سے بہت دور جا چکے ہیں العالمین جو کچھ دنیا میں ہو رہا ہے یہ ہماری شامت آباد کی وجہ سے ہے لیکن یہ اللہ تو جانتا ہے یہ تو جانتا ہے کہ ہم تم سے کسی نہ کسی درجے میں محبت رکھتے ہیں العالمین تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت اپنے دلوں میں پاتے ہیں تو جانتا ہے کہ ہم اسی لیے پٹ رہے ہیں کہ ہم اپنی وابستگی کا تجھ سے اظہار کرتے ہیں تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا نام لیتے ہیں ان کا کلمہ پڑھتے ہیں ارادہ بھی تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی ماوا نہیں تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی مرجع نہیں ارادہ بھی امت کمزور ہو چکی ہے ارادہ بھی ارادہ بھی ارادہ بھی نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے رحمتوں کے دروازے کھول دے برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے ارادہ نبی تجھے تیرا نبی بہت محبوب تھا بہت محبوب ہے ارادہ نبی ہم اسی نبی کی امت کے افراد ہیں ارادہ نبی جیسے بھی ہے اس نبی کی امت ہے ارادہ نبی ہم اسے اپنا نبی مانتے ہیں ارادہ نبی ہماری مدد فرما ہماری مدد فرما ہماری مدد فرما ہماری حفاظت فرما ہماری حفاظت فرما مسلمانوں کو غفلت کی نیند سے بیدار فرما دے غفلت کی نیند سے بیدار فرما دے غفلت کی نیند سے بیدار فرما دے ارادہ نبی ان تیرے احکام پر چلنے والا بنا دے ارادہ نبی تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں کو زندہ کرنے والا بنا دے ارادہ نبی ارادہ نبی الہ نبی تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ہدایت کو پورے عالم میں عام فرما دے الہ نبی مسلمانوں کو تیرے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی تعلیمات کی قدر جانے کی توفیق عطا فرما غیر مسلموں کو الہ نبی سمجھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما رب العالمین مدد فرما مدد فرما مدد فرما طبیعت شریفہ کی حفاظت فرما مسجد حمزہ کی حفاظت فرما ممالک اسلامی کی حفاظت فرما اچھے حکمران نصیب فرما اس کی رنجشوں کو ختم کروا دے آپس کے اختلافات کو ختم اللہ کی چادر تار چل رہی ہے، اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرما، اس پتھر کی حفاظت فرما، بیواؤں کے سروں میں آگ رکھنے والا کوئی نہیں ہے، کیوں کے سروں میں آگ رکھنے والا کوئی نہیں ہے، اے اللہ اے اللہ اے اللہ مسلمانوں کا اس پر میری عظیم سر کوئی نہیں ہے، اگر تجھے میرا مقدر نہ بدلا بتا پھر یہ کافر نظر کس لیے ہے، اگر تیرے دیوانے یوں لڑ جائے یہ در کس لیے ہے، یہ گھر کس لیے ہے، اے اللہ آواز مبینے لے کر تیرے دربار پہ آئے، اے اللہ اے اللہ نصرت کے دروازے کھول دے، اے اللہ رحمتوں کے دروازے کھول دے، برکتوں کے دروازے کھول دے، اس پورے عالم کو رحمتوں سے بھر دے، برکتوں سے بھر دے، عمل سے بھر دے، برائی کو ختم کروا، خیر سے بھر دے، شکاوت کو ختم کروا، عادت سے بھر دے، زبان کو ختم کروا، ہدایت سے بھر دے، یار کو ختم کروا، علم سے بھر دے، نفرتوں کو ختم کروا، محبت سے بھر دے، اے اللہ اے اللہ نصرت کو بھر دے، نصرت کو بھر دے، عرب شریفین کی بڑی عبادت کروا، مسجد اقصی کی عبادت کروا، ہر فرد مسلم کی حفاظت فرما، انسانوں کی حفاظت فرما، یا رحم الراحمین آج جو نکاح ہوا ہے دلہن دلہن میں خوب محبت پیدا فرما، الہ العالمین ان سے عطا فرما، محبت نصیب فرما، محبت مودت نصیب فرما، اتباع اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا اس نکاح کو ذریعہ بنا، دونوں خاندان میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا، دنیوی اخروی فضا کا ذریعہ بنا، یا رحم الراحمین جن بچوں نے آج تک میرے ہی سے قرآن کیا ہے، یا رحم الراحمین انہیں بھی قبول فرما، انہیں قبول فرما، انہیں عالم باعمل بنا دے، یا رحم الراحمین مرتے دم تک قرآن کو سینے میں محفوظ رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، یا رحم الراحمین علماء کا امت کا قائد بنا دے، انہیں امت کا قائد بنا دے، انہیں امت کا قائد بنا دے، انہیں ہدایت العالمین ان کے ماں باپ کے لیے، اساتذہ کے لیے، ان کے پیچھے جن جن لوگوں کی محنتیں ہوئی ہیں ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا دے، آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا دے، یا رحم الراحمین مدرسہ شاہ جلال مسجد شاہ جلال کو بے انتہا قبول فرما، یا گیا علماء، یا گیا علماء، یا گیا اساتذہ کے علوم میں فیوز میں برکت پیدا فرما، العالمین ان کے اتفاق میں برکت پیدا فرما، فیوز میں برکت پیدا فرما، العالمین اس کو پورے عالم میں علم کی ہدایت کے پھیلنے کا مرکز بنا، اس علاقے میں پورے لندن میں پورے برطانیہ میں پورے عالم میں جتنے مدارس ہیں العالمین حفاظت دین کے مراکز میں بنا دے، العالمین قبول فرما دے حفاظت دین کے لیے، اشاعت دین کے لیے، یا رحم الراحمین جن جن بھائیوں نے بہنوں نے ہمیں دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے لکھا ہے، جو ہم سے متوقع ہیں، جن کا ہم پر حق بنتا ہے، جو ہم سے تعلق رکھتے ہیں، خصوصاً ہمارے ماں باپ، ہمارے اساتذہ، ہمارے مشائخ، دوست احباب، حاضرین مجلس، شرکاء مجلس، سبھی کے تمام زائد المقاصد کو پورا فرما، یا رحم الراحمین ہمارے مرحومین کی مغفرت فرما، جو بیمار ہیں انہیں شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ دائمہ نصیب فرما، جو مصیبت زدہ ہے عافیت عطا فرما، پریشان حالوں کو پریشانیوں سے نجات عطا فرما، آپ کے محبوب کا نمبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جن جن بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائی عطا فرما، جن برائیوں سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان ساری برائیوں سے پناہ عطا فرما، جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما، جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا نہیں مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما، ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم، رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، واخر دعوانا ان الحمد لله رب العالمين وبرحمتك يا رب.
جزاكم الله احسن الجزاء. جزاكم الله احسن الجزاء for the patience. Now then we'll take this and after all then inshallah the mass will start. Almost there are don't start sunnah inshallah immediately after salah after salah inshallah.